From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, July 31st. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri State Representative Crystal Quaid and Springfield businessman Mike Hamra are the main contenders in next week's Democratic primary for governor. Whoever wins will be the underdog in the race in heavily Republican-leaning Missouri, but they could benefit from a proposed amendment that would legalize abortion in the state.
I think that they're hopeful that this ballot initiative will bring out more progressive voters, people who are enthusiastic.
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg breaks down the Democratic primary for the governorship. That's coming up on The Gateway. Christopher Dunn is at last a free man, released from prison last night after spending more than 30 years behind bars for a murder he didn't commit. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wimbley was at the Carnahan Courthouse in St. Louis when Dunn made his first remarks to the public.
Dunn steps out of the courthouse with his wife Kira Dunn next to him. He smiles and looks around at cheering supporters. St. Louis Circuit Judge Jason Sangheiser overturned Dunn's 1991 murder conviction last week, and after a series of legal maneuvers by Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey failed to keep him in prison, Dunn is finally free. He says he's ready to enjoy life.
I'd like to give me one of those St. Louis caps, then go down to the stadium and don on my Chicago Cubs. That's what I would like to do. I mean, hate me if you want to hate me, but it is what it is.
Dunn says he's lost his youth, but he forgives those who prosecuted him. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The University of Missouri has dissolved its Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity Division. The decision came Tuesday, a response to the 13 bills targeting DEI that were introduced in the Missouri State Legislature over the past 2 years. While none of these bills have passed in Missouri, 12 other states passed laws prohibiting DEI at public schools. Additionally, more than 150 universities have made changes to their DEI departments since 2023, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education. UM President Moon Choi says he was aware of the political environment when making changes at MU and says that the system is still committed to the former division's ideals.
I believe that universities must continue to do the important work and stick to the principles of inclusivity and inclusion.
Choi also says that prior changes the university had made, such as removing diversity statements and hiring language, prevented Missouri laws targeting DEI from passing. Those working in the division will be moved to other departments. Donald Trump is offering two more endorsements ahead of Missouri's primary election to two candidates in the same race. Republican contenders for Missouri Attorney General are Andrew Bailey, who was previously appointed to the job, and Will Scharf, one of Trump's lawyers. Last night, the former president posted on social media his, quote, complete and total endorsement of both candidates. He says voters can have confidence in either man doing the job. This follows Trump's weekend endorsement of all three major Republican candidates in the race for Missouri governor. Bob Onder, who's running to represent Missouri's 3rd District in Congress, is the only singular candidate to receive Trump's endorsement this cycle. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department will release two videos today from a 2022 school shooting that killed 2 and injured 7. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explains how people can take care of their mental health before and after viewing the footage.
Experts say people who make the decision to watch the footage may experience some symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. That can include hyper-awareness, a loss of joy in activities, and flashbacks to the material. People should seek help if the symptoms disrupt daily life or last for more than a week, says Bart Andrews. He's the chief clinical officer at Behavioral Health Response, a local nonprofit.
Easy rule. If you're having worse days more often than better days, that's a good indication that you probably should sit down and talk to a professional about what's going on.
Individuals experiencing an immediate mental health crisis can call or text 988. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri taxpayers will see an additional income tax cut next year. Governor Mike Parson announced Tuesday that Missouri's economy has met the conditions to trigger an additional income tax cut. That lowers the top income tax rate in Missouri to 4.7%. In a statement, Parson said, quote, "We know there is a lot of noise and nonsense from candidates running for political office, wanting Missourians to ignore our wins and focus on their fears, but the reality is Missouri's economy is strong," end quote. The triggers were part of tax cut legislation that state lawmakers passed during a special session in 2022. According to the legislation, an additional 0.1 percentage point income tax cut triggers when general revenue increases by $200 million, adjusted for inflation, in a given fiscal year. The federal government is letting Illinois cover more non-traditional healthcare services through Medicaid. Alex Degman reports.
The state is being allowed to extend and expand an existing Medicaid waiver. The result? Coverage of things like short-term rental assistance and, for the first time, nutrition counseling and meal delivery. Democratic State Senator Omar Aquino says these aren't doctor visits or hospital stays, but you can't be healthy unless your basic needs are met.
If you do not have access to affordable housing and don't know if you're going to have a roof on your head, you cannot address your own health. If you don't have access to affordable and quality food, you cannot be healthy.
Medicaid will also fund pre-release services for people about to leave prison, plus violence intervention services and substance abuse treatment. I'm Alex Degman.
Two Springfield Democrats are the main contenders for their party's nomination to be Missouri's next governor. Missouri House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid announced her campaign for governor in July of 2023. Businessman Mike Hamra declared his candidacy months later, bringing a large checkbook with him. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, with an uphill battle to the governorship, Democrats see a proposed constitutional amendment legalizing abortion as a boon to their campaigns.
When Quaid was first elected to the Missouri House in 2016, she was the only Democrat in the southern part of the state to win.
I listened to folks and I asked what they wanted, and we found common ground, even if we disagreed on some really big issues. We were open and honest with each other, and I've continued to win because of that.
Since her initial election, Quaid has won three times and has served as the House's minority leader for the last six sessions. Now she's running to be the first woman governor of Missouri. She says being in the supermajority in the House would serve as an advantage in the governor's office because she's learned to find common ground with Republicans.
I've had several pieces of my legislation passed, just didn't happen to have my name on it because I have built relationships with folks on the other side. And I would take those relationships that I've built into the governor's office.
Meanwhile, Hamra says his business acumen makes him a good choice for the governorship. He's the CEO of Hamra Enterprises, which is a franchisee of restaurants across the country, including Wendy's and Noodles & Company.
I've been able to bring people together, establish a common vision, get people aligned on that, and then move things forward, even where there might be disagreements. That's how I've built the organization, and I've built it very effectively by working with people.
Hamra has never held political office before. He cites that as an advantage.
We just can't keep putting the same people back in office that got us into this mess to try to get us out of this mess. I bring a different approach to that. I bring new ideas and fresh ideas about how we're going to take things on.
While Quaid has more name recognition, Hamra has more money. Anita Mannion is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. She says while Quaid does have name recognition with those familiar with state politics, some voters may not know either candidate.
This might be a new face to you, so it might be two new faces that you don't know. And so I think for both of them in a statewide race, getting their message out, letting people know who they are, why they're running, and what they will do in office is important.
According to campaign finance reports, Hamra has raised almost $2.9 million, including over $1 million in his own money. Quaid has raised over $1.1 million this election cycle, and in the latest report, had more individual donors giving. Whoever wins the Democratic primary will ultimately be the underdog in the November election. Missouri has not elected a Democratic governor since 2012, and currently all statewide office holders are Republicans. However, Quaid says Missourians are ready to elect a Democrat back into the governor's office.
What I have found in my time, not only representing Southwest Missouri in the legislature, but traveling the state, is folks are frustrated. They're frustrated by a leadership vacuum that is happening in Jefferson City.
One of the reasons Missouri Democrats feel they have momentum is a proposed constitutional amendment that would end the state's abortion ban. The issue is likely to appear on the November ballot. Like Quaid, Hamra believes the amendment will pass.
They don't want politicians in their doctor's offices making those decisions for them or in their families. They want them out of those doctor's offices. And I'm very confident that the will of the people will prevail in this situation in November.
Mannion says Democrats are hoping a possible increase in voting due to the abortion amendment will benefit their campaigns.
There's a glimmer of hope that if this initiative brings people out, and maybe even, you know, Republican-leaning independents who maybe are turned off by the Dobbs decision or some of these other things might, along with voting for that ballot initiative, vote for a Democrat who they think will continue to protect those rights.
The primary is on Tuesday. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can read all of St. Louis Public Radio's coverage of the August primary by going to stlpr.org. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.